It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
When does a second date become an Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Ooh. Okay.
You know, usually when people contact us on our Facebook at Brooke and Jeffrey or on our Instagram also at Brooke and Jeffrey, they'll say something like, I've been on a date with somebody and they're not calling me back. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
And then we'll do our best to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe best is a strong word. You know, we'll give a little effort. We'll call.
Okay.
We'll read almost the whole email.
Yeah.
But what happens when they say we've been on two dates?
Ooh, we're disqualified, right?
Well, we might make an exception there.
We've done it in the past.
But yeah. God forbid somebody says they've been on three or four dates.
Oh.
And
wow.
They need our help.
Okay,
oh, man. My head's spinning out of control. What do we do?
What are we, like miracle workers over here?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're not marriage counselors.
I guess it all depends. How awkward is your situation? Because we asked that question to one of our listeners who emailed in. His name's Nolan. And he ranked his awkwardness at a category 9.
Ooh.
Dang.
That's almost where we start to name it, you know, like they do
like
hurricanes.
Yeah.
So, Nolan, I'm assuming you don't know what a 9 means. Because in our line of work, we had a lady call us last month who hooked up with an entire groom's party at her own wedding and still went through with the marriage. And I only gave that a 6. So, Nolan, let's not be 9-ing around here, okay?
That's a big deal to me. I don't know what to say.
All right.
Okay.
Well, now that we've tempered everyone's expectations, tell us about what your situation is.
So I work at a juice bar. And...
Oh, you know what? That is awkward. Let's bump it up to a 9.5.
Then imagine this. So I was working at the juice bar, and then one day this very pretty girl comes in, and she's wearing this tennis outfit.
Okay, mm-hmm. So she plays tennis.
Yeah, right. So, I'm flirting with her, and I say, so are you a tennis player?
Wow, okay. Clever. You are clever.
That's a good line. What's this cute tennis girl's name?
Brielle.
Okay. Brielle does sound like she plays tennis.
I like that name.
I'm guessing Brielle liked your line.
Well, I said I play a little tennis myself, and she smiled back at me, and she's like, oh, you do?
This is a riveting conversation.
Was that condescending, or did she really believe you?
I think it was a little condescending. I don't think she believed me, but then I told her that I'm a former collegiate athlete, which isn't like a big lie.
Is it a lie, though? Is it a lie?
Okay, so I was on my school's croquet team.
Croquet team?
For real? Like where you hit the balls through the little loop-de-loops?
They're actually called wickets.
Oh, right.
Ooh, he really is a
player. You are a pro.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're on your college's croquet team.
So like I told her, I'm a college athlete. And like I was saying, she didn't believe me, right? She was pretty skeptical about it all.
Apparently for good reason.
So I made her a bet, though, right?
Oh, you made a bet?
Oh, wager.
Yeah, nobody was in the store. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to let you punch me as hard as you can in the stomach. And
me and my friends used to do this when we were like 6.
And then what? Why? I don't get it. Why would she punch you in the stomach?
That's supposed to prove you're an athlete?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I don't double over in pain, then it looks like I kind of have some toughness. So the bet was if she punched me in the stomach and I didn't do that, then we would play tennis tomorrow.
Wait, and they get into tons of croquet fights on the field, bro. It's like hockey.
Those mallets swinging all over the place.
Did she actually punch you?
Okay, so like I was saying, she's not believing anything I'm saying. She thinks I'm joking, but I hopped over the counter and I was like, here we go. I tightened up my abs and she hit me.
How'd it feel?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It hurt a lot more than I thought it would.
Like, what did you do?
No, I took it. So like I just tensed my jaw, tried not to show that it actually hurt a little bit. And long story short, I won the bet, so we get to play tennis the next day.
Nice, okay.
And so we did, and we played tennis, and I'm not going to lie, she's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way better than me, but she did say she had a good time.
Well, that's good.
That's all right.
Great.
So, I mean, you guys went on 3 or 4 dates after that?
So a couple days later, she said, hey, you want to go on a bike ride?
Okay.
And it was kind of a challenging route, but I wanted to impress her, so I agreed to do it. It's on this long, hilly trail, and honestly, it killed me. Afterwards, my muscles, I was all tired. Worst bike ride of my life.
Worst bike ride of my life. Is she just, I mean, is she picking these activities to punish you at this point? Do you think she sees through your croquet lie?
Or is she just like,
I mean, the croquet is the truth, the college athlete part of the lie.
So you know what it is? We're actually having a good time being around each other, but she's such a go, go, go person that she's like a killer athlete. I mean, even a few days after that, she wanted to go swimming. And I thought we'd just be hanging out in the pool. No, we were doing laps.
What?
Has she ever heard of Netflix and chill? Like,
oh my God, has she ever heard what a margarita is?
Or just the word chill?
So you raced her in the pool?
Yeah, she brought me into a lap pool to run races with her.
God.
Are you sure she's not secretly training you at this point?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have just unconsciously hired a personal trainer, I guess.
Yeah.
So wait, did you do another activity after that, or was the swimming the end?
Well, recently she asked me to go climb a mountain with her. And based on everything that she's told me, that I don't think we're just going on a friendly hike up a trail. I think she wants to free climb the side of a mountain.
Totally,
okay.
Dude.
So where are you at? What do you need our help with?
Well, I can't do this no more. And she knows my friends. Like, so if that ever got back to them that I can't keep up with her, you know, I can't keep up with a pretty active girl. I'm just going to get made fun of my whole life.
I think you just be honest with her. You don't want to continue to date her at all?
I mean, this is what she likes to do. So unless she wants to change some of our hangout activities, I don't know that I'm the person she wants to be with anyway. And if I try to keep this up, I mean, honestly, my body's going to give out on one of these things. And I might die.
Oh,
all right.
You don't want to tell her the truth, but you want to break up with her and find another excuse for doing it.
Well, I want to come up with a different reason to give her that, hey, I can't do these things with you that don't make me look like some loser guy.
Oh.
Right? I need you guys to come up with a really good lie for me.
Ooh,
okay.
Why?
Well, all right.
I think we're pretty good at that.
How sick can we make you, bro?
Yeah.
Like, just kidding. I'm kidding.
See, I was already thinking, like, is her nose too big? What don't you like about her? We'll just really hammer that point
home. Oh, no.
I don't want to be mean to her, but whatever you guys think. We could do whatever you want.
Okay. Well,
oh,
we're going to play a song. We'll look up some medical terms that we can use to confuse her. We'll come back. And then we're going to do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. All right, Nolan, you told us in the first part of the call that you'd be cool with lying and faking a disease to convince Brielle that's not a good time for you to date.
He was joking.
I mean, whatever we got to do.
Yeah, but I was thinking about it during the break, and faking a disease, it sounds a little too serious.
That's,
you know, plus you said you have mutual friends who could poke holes into that, and I also don't want that level of bad karma on our show.
Good point, Jeff.
So instead, I think we go maybe one notch lighter than that. We make up a weird phobia that you have.
Oh my God.
What?
This is so dumb.
Like, maybe you've got FOWO.
What's FOWO?
Fear of working out.
Okay.
FOWO.
Yeah, you've been to the doctors. They diagnosed you as full-blown FOWO.
Dude.
All 27 of them agree. Major FOWO. Your equilibrium is way off, and there is no cure.
I'm into it, dude.
Wow, it looks like your collegiate athletic days are over.
Yep, sorry, Brielle. Not a good fit. Enjoy your 30,000-mile Friday quadathlon. You're going to have to do it without me. How's that sound?
I was just hoping for a better solution than FOWO.
Oh, well, you came to the wrong morning show for advice, then.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, your solution is just be honest.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go with the FOWO.
Yeah, FOWO's better than that.
Dude, I don't get it. Like,
no, if he's honest, his friends will make fun of him for not being able to keep up.
He played croquet in college. How do your friends not already make fun of you? I mean, like, I feel like you should be used to this.
You think they don't play croquet?
Bro.
Not at the collegiate level, okay? I mean, to call yourself a college athlete, I mean,
Brooke.
You're already getting made fun of.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Don't let Brooke make you feel bad. She was on the keg stand team. And she wasn't even in the first group. She was the C team of the keg stand team.
I'm just saying, be honest. Just tell her, like, hey, it's awesome that you're so active. I just can't keep up. She'll be flattered.
Yeah, she may be flattered. I didn't think of that. Like, oh, I'm so fit.
All right.
That's good.
Does any of that advice help you?
I don't think it does, but we'll see what we can do.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to lie.
There's nothing wrong with lying.
Yes. There is. I mean, just even you saying that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry, everyone. Let's take a break. This is the point in the program where Brooke acts like she's better than everybody else, and she never lies.
I'm just saying, you're creating a mess for yourself.
Yeah, okay.
It'll make it worse.
Okay, now back to your originally scheduled programming where we lie to each other. All right, Nolan. Let's dial the phone number for you. You got what you wanted?
Not really, but...
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that's the best we can do, so...
Okay. Just stick with the generic. It's not you. It's me.
So now Brooke is back on board with lying.
I mean, it's the greatest lie ever told, right?
All right. Here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number for Brielle, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
All right. Here we go.
Awesome.
Hello?
Hey, Brielle, how are you?
Nolan? Oh, I was like, who is calling me from this unknown number?
Yeah, it's Nolan.
Hi.
I just trying to catch up with you. I haven't talked to you recently. And
yeah, I've been thinking about you. How are you?
I'm good. You know, today was kind of strange. I got called into work early, and then now I got to figure out what I'm going to do for the rest of my day. How's your day?
Same old. Just here, working out. You know how I do.
Yeah, I know how you do.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about how you wanted to go climb that mountain.
Yes, the mountain. I cannot wait. I was thinking about maybe getting a guide, but I think we could probably do it on our own. Like, what do you think? You think we should get a guide or something?
I don't really know what to think about the mountain. It seems pretty crazy.
I mean, so far you've done everything else. Even bike riding, swimming,
yeah.
Tennis. With your body type, I wasn't even expecting that. So I don't quite get it. What's the problem?
Yeah. Well, I don't really know what you mean by my body type. I'm pretty in shape here. I'm just saying I've never climbed a mountain before. I don't really know even what we would need to climb a mountain.
You sound like a little bit concerned about it.
Okay, yeah. I need to talk to you about something that's been on my mind.
What is it?
Okay, Brielle, so honestly, it's not you, it's me. I just don't think
what?
This is going to work.
Dude, like, where's this coming from? Like, seriously, like, we've been on a couple of dates and you're hitting me with those, it's not you, it's me?
I just got a lot of stuff going on in my life. I got things going on that I got to take care of. Just personal stuff that I don't even know if I could really explain it. Just a lot of stress I've got to deal with.
So is it someone else? Like, are you dating someone else? Like, where is this coming from all of a sudden?
No, I got a lot of work on my plate right now. I got a lot of stuff going on.
It's
keeping me busy.
You work at a freaking juice bar. Like, what things do you have to really do at work? That's so complicated.
Well, you know, they're trying to open a new location and they're thinking about moving me up. And, you know, it's a lot of work to try to take that next step.
Tell me the truth. Like, what is it really? Because you're freaking lying to me right now, and I'm not really appreciating it.
Honestly, we're doing all these little exercises and stuff, but it's kind of like a walk in the park. It's kind of like some of the things we do, I'm slowing down just so you can keep up with me.
So you're telling me that the things that we've been doing, that I am not going hard enough, me.
Yeah, it's not really taking me to that next level. Like, I want to do, like, a triathlon or something like that. And I don't think you could keep up.
I'm the one who initiated the date in the first place. I'm the one that said, let's go swimming, let's go do tennis. I'm the one that wanted to do mountain climbing.
That's what I'm saying. It was cute, and I did it for you because it was cute, and I thought it was fun.
Dude, you called me not to get out of the date, pretty much. That's what it sounds like.
It's not about getting out of the date, but you're talking about wanting to hike up the side of a mountain. I would rather climb the side of one.
Oh, my God.
Bear
hello?
What does that mean?
Wait, what is that sound in the background?
Hi, Brielle.
That's a lie is what you're hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Hi, Brielle.
What?
Nolan emailed our show because he needed help telling you that the dating life you guys had going wasn't working for him.
Yeah.
Wait, so he called a radio station and you guys have been pretty much listening to the whole conversation this whole time? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
But don't worry, this is way more embarrassing for him than it is for you. I can guarantee that.
So, Nolan, what happened there?
Yeah, I got FOMO.
No!
Yeah.
No!
That's not going to work, dude.
FOMO? What the hell is that?
I just heard of it, too.
It's
today.
Contagious, yeah. Brielle. Be careful.
It's a very serious medical condition.
This is all cute and all being on the radio, but I've dated this guy, and I know he's lying, so can I at least get the truth while I'm on here?
Yes.
Yeah, Nolan, I'm sorry. I think you're going to have to tell the truth here.
Why are you apologizing, Jeff?
I don't know. And we're abandoning our plan, but you owe it to her to be honest at this point.
All right. I'm not into physical activity stuff.
There it is.
Didn't that feel good, buddy?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even a college athlete. I mean, I guess I am. I played on the croquet team, but... I'm not some super fitness guy. I just saw you that day, and you look like an athlete, and I wanted to impress you.
Oh. Well, that's it? Is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I got scared with the mountain. We were doing all this stuff, and I thought you were going to kill me by climbing a mountain.
Since we're all, like, letting things out right now, and I'm on the radio, honestly, neither am I.
Wait,
Brielle, you're not into fitness either?
No, I'd rather just stay at home and take a bath and read a book or something. It's been a lot of work. I'm glad he finally said something.
So you both were just doing this to impress each other?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even play tennis. How about that? I was literally wearing it for a modeling gig. I do modeling on the side.
Oh my gosh.
You know, this is awkward and crazy because I did not know that about you at all. I didn't know you were a model or anything. And
oh.
No. You being a model is definitely more believable than me being a college athlete. At least I know that I don't have to swim laps to impress you anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it sounds like you guys don't need to break up. You guys just need to tone down the activity a lot.
I mean, for real, you are about to risk each other's lives to climb a mountain to impress each other. You both must like each other a lot.
Yeah, I like him.
Brielle's awesome. I thought I was going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, maybe this weekend, instead of climbing a mountain, you guys eat a mountain of Twinkies together in the living room.
That's more my style.
There we go. This was the most successful Awkward Tuesday phone call we've ever done. Laziness wins again.
Moving 92.5.